Did you know that you can master your mind in prayer? You can get all those distractions out of the way and you can truly hear the voice of God? It is possible for every person, every human being on this planet to do it. You can manage your lower faculties. And I help teach this at the virtual conference that's coming up this weekend. Yes, I'm doing a plug here, but it's not just for me. It's for all of the other speakers. There's a men's conference and a women's conference. It's free. Free. I don't know why anybody wouldn't take advantage of this. You log in and you get to pick and choose who you want to watch, when you want to watch them. If you want to get up at 2 a.m. in the morning and plow through and basically do what you would do with Netflix, right? Just totally binge watch the videos. Go for it. It's available all weekend long, April 3rd through the 5th, and you have the opportunity to control when you watch it. There's 20-minute videos by each speaker. So, for example, some of the speakers on the women's conference is myself. Praise God, I still don't know how I got to be so blessed to be a part of this. There is Sister Miriam James, Sister Bethany Madonna, Maria Spears, Erin Ingold, Melissa Foley. There's a bunch of different speakers. Go check out the link in the description and sign up. For men, there's Father Michael Schmitz, Matt Frad, John Leonetti, Hector Molina, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Father Larry Richards. There's a ton of speakers on that side. And I believe at the end, there's going to be an option for you to have the videos available to you all the time. So I don't know for sure how they're going to offer that up. If for some reason you don't get to watch everything you wanted to watch during the 3rd through the 5th of April. So keep that in mind, just in case you're really, really busy this weekend. But I think it's worth the time just to sign up. There's 16,000. I'm telling you, it grows by the thousands every hour. Yesterday, I put a Facebook post out there in the morning, and it was at 10,000. And by the afternoon, it was at 14,000. It's insane. But I think that's a really big sign about how people really want and are thirsting for spiritual guidance. So again, my topic is about mastering your mind in prayer. And I share techniques and practices that have come through my spiritual director, through my reading of saints. Let me just share with you, in order to be a saint, and we're all called to be saints, you must practice mental prayer, Christian meditation, every single day, a minimum of 15 minutes. This is not coming from me. This is coming from St. Alphonsus Liguori. And oh, by the way, the cool thing is when you do practice mental prayer every single day, St. Teresa of Avila says that Satan knows he has lost your soul. She also says that mental prayer, which is only the second level of the 9 levels of prayer, all the way going up to perfect union with God, is a gateway to the other levels. So you can't get around mental prayer. It doesn't go away. You won't increase in your spirituality and your supernatural relationship with God if you do not learn how to master your mind and meditate every day. Christian meditation we're talking about, not the kind of meditation that's out there in the secular world and Buddhism, Hinduism, throwing stuff out to the universe, chakra, all that stuff. No, that's not what we're talking about. Christian meditation is going inward. Prayer is lifting your heart and your mind to God in love. St. Teresa of Avila says, prayer is not in thinking much, but in loving much. So I share things that I've pulled out of the saints' readings, some priests, my own spiritual director, who is trained in Ignatian spirituality, as well as exorcist priests and tools and techniques to get the evil spirits out of your way, the ones who are dying to have you not pray. That's their one goal. We don't want you to pray and get closer to God. We want to distract you. We want to make you lazy. We want to have you go eat that food. We want to have you watch that TV. We want you to do anything but pray. So join the conference this weekend. Click the link. It's free. And please share that with everyone. I'm also going to have a live booth on Sunday at 11 o'clock Central, Sunday the 5th. I'll share a link. When you register, you can see the link on my page. And just hop in. It's going to be an open conversation. You can ask me about prayer. You can ask me about certain things that I about the church teachings. How did I find God? How did I increase my spiritual and prayer life? Ask me any question you want. Why did I, you know, leave my executive career to share God with everyone? How do you live with a spouse and a family who isn't on the road, right? Who's not practicing? Ask me anything, anything that you've been curious about asking me. Jump on that webinar link and join in, because in the end, we can have a real honest and open conversation. Maybe you just have never sent me an email or have never responded to a YouTube video. And you're curious. I wonder what blah, 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 blah Kendra thinks about that, or whatever the case may be. That's what that hour is for. It's a little kind of open, honest time with me, because that's what it's all about. I want to walk this journey with you. I want to share all of my struggles and my triumphs. I'm telling you, I go from a place of I don't even know how to pray to a place of I want to teach you what I've learned and help you master your mind in prayer. God's been so beautiful and so wonderful that I just want to share everything that I've learned and also be real with you that I didn't know how to do this stuff. I was clueless about prayer. And I know there are so many people that want to pray and want to have that deep relationship with God. And we're called to it. We must practice mental prayer. It's not negotiable. Okay, that's it. I just wanted to share with you again about the conference, and go click the link, check out all the speakers, sign up. It's free. There's nothing that you need to, you know, do other than give them your email address, and they send you, I guess, the link of what you need to do when everything's available. One thing, when you do click and sign up, they offer you a 3-month free promo code to sign up for this application called Hallo. It's a prayer thing, and it's supposed to increase your spirituality. You don't have to use it. This isn't something that you're signing up for. I've had people ask me, I don't want to have another bill coming into me. Do I have to, you know, use this promo code, and do I have to sign up? And Hallo is a sponsor. There's Covenant Eyes that is a sponsor. And so they're going to be offering things for people that are going through the actual conference, but you don't have to sign up for anything. Again, it's totally up to you. You can take advantage of the 3-month promo code and then stop it, or maybe you like it and you want to stay with it. That's up to you. But know that that isn't a prerequisite or a requirement for you to sign up for this conference. All right, that's it. So I want you to share. Please share. I mean, this is something that obviously people are needing. People are thirsting for some spiritual leadership and inspiration and practical ways to deepen their relationship with God and the faith. And that's the idea, is that you will actually come out with 2 free downloads packed with resources and links that you can then take and apply to your prayer life and your spiritual life. So it's not just 20 minutes and boom, because there's much more than 20 minutes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be probably putting together a Master Your Mind retreat online. I'm praying on this. I keep feeling God pull me there. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be coming too, not associated with this, but I just want people to find that voice, that they struggle to hear and to have these supernatural experiences that we're supposed to have in prayer, because I have them all the time. And I can't wait to continue to climb those ladders of levels of prayer and get there. Keep diving in deeper with God. It's amazing. Okay, I'm coming up to my time. I want you all to spend a little time today trying to master your mind in mental prayer. 15 minutes. If it's the rosary, it's the rosary. I would rather you find something like a phrase in the daily readings or a scene in the Passion. Since we are in Lent, maybe you can just be looking at a crucifix and contemplating and reflecting on what God has done for us and the suffering that he must have felt hanging on that cross for three long hours. That's what I'd like you to do today. And be the light, because when you do spend this time with God, you're going to feel the Spirit stirring in you. You're going to feel more loving and kind, and you're going to be more patient. Trust me, it all works together. God just needs you to participate. All right, everyone, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.